This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about personal transformation. We're going to show you how to develop a new way of thinking so that you can have a new life. The mind is the door through which the power of God's love enters your life. That's why the Bible says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In order to have a new life, you need a new way of thinking. No matter what path you walk to personal transformation, all paths eventually converge on the mind. That doesn't mean that all paths lead to God, but it does mean that God designed your mind to be the door through which you enter the world of change. You can change your life by changing what you put into your mind. The power of the mind is so great, there is considerable confusion regarding its role in spirituality. For many people, the mind becomes a giant stumbling block. They elevate it to such a high position that they appear to worship at the altar of the mind. Others turn their back on it, believing that religious faith and the mind are in conflict, and they choose faith. Those who worship at the altar of the mind often believe that their mind is everything. They elevate it almost to the status of God. They preach a gospel of mental omnipotence that is supposed to cure all ailments. If they can just get things straight in their mind, everything will be fine. Those who have an adversarial relationship between their mind and faith struggle through life trying to bring their unruly mind into submission. Often they hold their mind in contempt because many of their thoughts make them extremely uncomfortable. They hope that their spirituality will give them control over their unwanted, disturbing, and frightening thoughts. They try to ignore their mind, hoping that it will go away or at least stop irritating them with thoughts that they don't want to think. They try to divorce themselves from their mind, claiming that all they need to do is live by faith. If they have enough faith, everything will turn out fine. Well, the truth actually lies between these two extreme points of view. I'm now going to give you a fact that you can build your life on. God designed your mind to be the door through which the power of His love flows into your life. Your mind is where God's love is brought to bear upon the problems of life. When you fill your mind with the power of God's love, miraculous things happen. But it wasn't the mind that made them take place. It was God's love that made the miracles come to pass. Your mind is a battleground where two superpowers vie for control of your life. One of those superpowers is called reason, and the other is called emotion. Sometimes reason holds the upper hand and rules. More frequently, emotion overwhelms the power of reason and takes control. The sound and fury of emotion drowns out the voice of reason. Unfortunately, people who ride the roller coaster of emotion end up in a state of confusion. Their life spirals out of control and they wonder what happened. Well, what happened is they are casualties in the battle between reason and emotion. Emotion won the battle and they suffer the consequences. They feel sick inside and they're worn out from the wild ride. They have discovered an important fact. The two superpowers of your mind must be kept in balance if you want to enjoy life. Both reason and emotion have their proper place and time. Reason should be your guide, and emotion should make the trip enjoyable. Emotion should add spice and flavor to life, but it should never be in control. Although you have only one brain, your mind functions as if you have both a rational mind and an emotional mind. When the Bible says that you must be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it means that you need both a new way of thinking and a new way of feeling. The Bible also recognizes that people think with their heart as well as with their head. That's why the Bible says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Most people believe that they're creatures of reason when they're actually creatures of emotion. If you were a creature of reason, then changing only your rational mind would change your life. You could solve all your problems by going to school and taking a course in logic. Every problem would have a logical answer. Drug addiction and alcohol addiction would disappear because it doesn't make sense to destroy yourself with chemicals. All forms of illogical and self-destructive behavior would vanish when exposed to the power of reason. Counseling would be easy and success would be guaranteed. The answer to all of life's problems would be found in logic. When I studied psychiatry in medical school, I learned that giving insight to emotionally disturbed patients often didn't solve their problems. Sometimes there was marginal improvement in their symptoms, but cure was extremely rare. Counseling sessions were a never-ending search for critical insights that hopefully would result in at least minimal improvement. The quest for a critical insight was a difficult trap from which to escape. Your mind tells you that if you can just get the insight that you need, you can turn your life around. Unfortunately, this was rarely the case. Even when you discovered the critical insight, it rarely transformed a patient's life. Insight may have pointed the patient in the right direction, but it didn't give him the power to make the trip. Renewing my patient's rational mind with insight wasn't enough. We were trying to cure emotional problems by treating their rational mind. It's not surprising that our treatments were relatively ineffective. We were aiming at the wrong target, using a gun that was firing blanks. We needed to shoot at their emotional mind with a weapon that had real power. We needed the power of God's love. Although people believe they make their decisions on a rational basis, the truth is that emotions dominate their life. In the tug of war between reason and emotion, your emotions almost always win. It's an unfair contest with the outcome rigged in favor of emotion. The rational mind doesn't stand a chance. It's almost as if your emotional mind is taking anabolic steroids and is unstoppable. For your entire life, you've been pumping emotional iron. Your emotional muscles are so powerful that they bully your rational mind and push it wherever they want to go. Your emotions end up controlling your life. Negative and depressing thoughts packed full of emotion climb into the driver's seat and hijack your life. The message is clear. When your emotions are out of control, your rational mind will go for a rough ride until the storm of emotion subsides. Logic is powerless in the face of unrestrained emotion. Your rational mind watches disaster getting ready to happen and is powerless to stop it because the emotional mind is deaf to the voice of reason. Even courts recognize that we are creatures of emotion. When people lose control of their emotions and in a fit of passion commit murder, the courts charge these people with second-degree murder because it wasn't premeditated. First-degree murder is reserved for those who plan and carry out their crime in a calculated, cold-blooded fashion. In the battle between reason and emotion, emotion is the unequivocal winner. Emotion keeps conflicts going for hundreds of years. If you ask people around the world why they're fighting against another ethnic group, they will tell you the reason is obvious. They point to a previous injustice or war that happened 50 years ago, maybe 500 years ago, or even 2,000 years ago. They believe they are totally rational when they say it makes sense to fight about something that happened hundreds of years ago. When you hear these people talk, you're not listening to the voice of reason. You're listening to the voice of emotion explain why hate and conflict are reasonable responses to the injustices of the past. For most people, renewing of the emotional mind is nearly impossible. That's why conflicts in the Middle East continue without any end in sight. One of your highest priorities must be to tame your emotional mind and push it in a positive direction. Until you do that, you will not be in control of your life. The power of emotion will dominate your life until it meets the most powerful force in the universe, which is God's love. Renewing your rational mind is relatively easy. You spent the first 20 years of your life learning how to do it. Public education put enough material in your rational mind to last for 10 lifetimes. Unfortunately, no one taught you how to renew your emotional mind. No one told you that God's love is the most powerful force in the universe. No one told you that God's love can heal your damaged emotions. Renewing the emotional mind is hard because it requires healing. Education isn't enough. Chemical dependencies and damaged emotions will never be healed by taking a class at a university or by talking to a counselor who tells you all the reasons why things will be fine once you get everything straightened out in your mind. You can spend years educating your rational mind, and you will never escape your chemical dependencies because your damaged emotions have not been healed. God's love is the definitive cure for damaged emotions. God is a specialist at renewing your emotional mind through the power of His love. He can heal your emotional wounds, remove your emotional scars, and wash away your guilt. Although His power will not change the bad things that happened to you in the past, it will erase their power. His love will not only point you in the right direction, it will also give you the power to make the trip. Now I'm going to give you a bonus affirmation that will help you become transformed by the renewing of your mind. God designed my mind to be the door through which the power of His love flows into my life. My mind is where God's love is brought to bear on the problems of life. When I fill my mind with the power of His love, miraculous things start to happen. But it's not the mind that makes them take place. It's God's love that makes the miracles come to pass. God's love gives me a completely new way of thinking and feeling. His love heals my damaged emotions and washes away my guilt. His love not only points me in the right direction, it also gives me the power to make the trip.